Sports Radio.
I said we were going back-to-back in hour one. Let's keep this thing moving. My thanks to 19-year NBA vet Jason Terry. Let's talk some hockey. If we're doing that, you know I'm going to run this guy down. An NBC hockey analyst, a scout and assistant coach with the Penguins, and part of that organization's back-to-back Stanley Cups. He also spent time with the Whalers and Senators organizations. He is a Sports Emmy Award winner, named as a member of the Hockey Hall of Fame selection committee last year. Of course, I'm speaking of Pierre McGuire. Pierre, it's so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Jim, how are you?
Pierre, I'm great. Let me be more specific. I start every conversation with you like this time of year, but where are you at this very moment, and how is life on the road treating you?
Life on the road is treating me great, so I'll take the second part first. I'm in St. Louis, Missouri, getting ready for Game 3 of San Jose and St. Louis, which I think, Jim, is going to have a very long life span to this series, very long.
Pierre, let's talk about the other series, because that may not have as long of a lifespan. Now, you've got San Jose, St. Louis tonight, but you've got Boston beating Carolina 2-1 last night. They take a 3-0 lead in the Eastern Conference Final. It's a team, Pierre, that was down 3-2 against Toronto in the first round. Now they're on the verge of winning the conference. How do you explain the run that they're on right now?
There's a lot of different ways to look at it. Tuukka Rask has been exceptional in goal. That's number one. Number two, total commitment to team defense. They've been phenomenal. Lines 1 through 4 up front, and all three pairings on defense have really been committed to team defense. Number three, offense from depth players. Phenomenal contribution from their depth players, whether it be on defense or up front in terms of manufacturing offense. And their penalty killing has been phenomenal. So you put it all together. They're a team that can play a four-line attack-oriented type game. Their defense is really structured and stable. Their goaltending is phenomenal. They've got a coaching staff that's as deep and as good as anybody else's in the league, and they're legitimately big-time good as a group.
Pierre McGuire joining us. All right, so let me stay on the goaltending for a minute. Rask has got a .944 save percentage against Carolina. He stopped 20 shots, Pierre, in the first period alone. If you're the Hurricanes and you're down 2-0, and you come back and you put 20 shots on goal in the first period and have nothing to show for it, how frustrating is that?
Yeah, they were broken. You could see it at the start of the second period, because the second period was nothing like the first. They threw everything they could at Tuukka Rask, and they couldn't score. Plus, they had a 5-on-3 power play advantage, and they couldn't score on that either. So that's a problem. And then you saw what happened. The Bruins get a goal from their fourth line. Chris Wagner out of Colgate University scores to make it 1-0, and then Brad Marchand scores on the power play to make it 2-0, and it's basically game over. That's a problem, Jim. And so you know what it's like. They basically got broken, and you saw some uncharacteristic things happen with their group after they did go down 2-0. And this is what happens in a series when you've got one team that's really deep and another team that's not as deep, and they've had to max out every single series they've played. And Carolina should be so proud. Their team has maxed out every single night. But I think now they've run into the wall, and there's nowhere for them to go. I really don't think there is.
Pierre McGuire, my guest. Speaking of that depth, Pierre, when you've got the Bruins' fourth line showing up the way it does, you know they're deep. Now, when you look at success in the postseason, especially when a fourth line is rolling like that, how much of that is about analytics, and then how much of that is about character and a team that bonds and understands each other?
It has nothing to do with analytics. It has to do everything with heart, soul, desire, coachability, belief in one another, and the coach presenting a plan to the players and the players accepting the plan. That's what the depth players do. I go back to the 2010 Stanley Cup win by the Bruins. Their best line in Game 7 in Vancouver was their fourth line. Danny Pyatt, Gregory Campbell, Sean Thornton. Those guys had some of the worst analytic numbers in the National Hockey League. So analytics has nothing to do with it. It has to do with heart, soul, courage, coachability, commitment, and following the coach's plan. And that's what the Bruins guys have done so well. And they've done it all season long, Jim, not just in the first round or second round or now in the third round. They've done it all season long. That fourth line has been such a weapon for Bruce Cassidy and his coaching staff in Boston.
Pierre McGuire joining us. All right, so you're in St. Louis right now. Pierre, how hungry is that city and that fan base for a Stanley Cup? What's it like there?
They're ravenous. They want it so bad, Jim. It's unbelievable. It's an exciting place to be. You know, I had a chance to do all 7 of their games with Dallas in Game 7, the explosion after they won in double overtime on the Patrick Maroon. A St. Louis native was scoring the series-winning goal in double overtime. It was phenomenal. It was off the charts, Jim. It's a great place to be right now for hockey. Just like I have to tell you, San Jose is just as intense, just as ravenous as it is in St. Louis, and that's why I think this series has a lot of legs left to it. But no, these people are just crying out to go to the Stanley Cup, their final. They just want it so bad, Jim. It's unbelievable.
Great series, tough series, tied up at a game apiece. Game three coming up. And Pierre, the Blues changed up their defensive partnerships in game two. What was the thinking behind those moves, and how significant were they?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. It's something we brought up on the broadcast, and it was a significant part of the game. In the first period, they had a real difficult time, Jim, breaking down the San Jose forecheck. And so Mike Van Ryan, who's a brilliant young assistant coach, I just finished talking to him at practice, Jim, just he basically said we needed to shake it up. We needed to get more puck movement and less stopping. And so what they did was they changed up the partnerships, and it worked fantastically well. The last 40 minutes of that game, they did a much better job of not turning the puck over and getting the puck out of their own zone. Now, I think they're going to go back to their original partnerships to start this game, but they won't be afraid to change them up if they have to. But it was a significant moment, Jim, in game two when they decided to break up all three tandems on the back end.
All right, so what about San Jose? What do the Sharks have to do, Pierre, tonight to get back on track?
Get their forecheck game going. And the biggest thing, when they're going, and I did all seven of their games with Colorado in the last round as well, when they're going, they cycle the net of the opposition as well or better than any team in the NHL that I've seen this year. And so that's what they need to get back to. Use the net as a reference point to start creating your offense. And if they do that, I think they're going to have a little bit more success. For whatever reason, they were keeping a lot of things to the outside in game two. And that's not their game. Their game is a power game. They're big people, Jim. They've got people up front. They got a lot of skill. They've got a lot of speed. But they need to start getting back to the grinding and the bumping and the ground and pound, as I like to call it. So I think that's one of the things they really need to focus in on.
So you touched on that, Pierre. But bottom line, who is winning the physical battle right now?
I'd say it's 50-50. I can't, because the series is 1-1, Jim. I'd say in game one, San Jose won the physical battle. I'd say in game two, St. Louis won the physical battle, so I'd say it's probably 50-50, but that's why I brought up the point on San Jose. They've got to get back to their identity of grounding and pounding and getting it in behind the opposition goal and really going to work.
Pierre McGuire, my guest. You know, Pierre, we could talk about these matchups. I've got to ask you about the run you're on right now, because there was a stretch earlier in the postseason where you worked 26 of 30 days, but 15 straight where you never had consecutive games in the same city. I understand that you love hockey as much as anybody on the planet, but how do you manage to keep your energy up and stay fresh?
I go to the Jim Rome School of Broadcasting, intensity, man. No, I go to the gym a lot, Jim. I really do, no pun intended. I eat a lot of green vegetables. I can sleep on planes, and I have a really good pregame meal. How's that?
I think that's good. I like that a lot, but I'm telling you, I could do an entire interview, Pierre, on your process during the postseason. I really am fascinated by this. As an example, you do try to eat as cleanly as you possibly can. I know you hit the gym as often as you possibly can, no pun intended. Why are those things so important, and how tough is that to do that when you're on the road? Because we all know it is really tough to eat well and train consistently when you travel a lot.
No, it really is. I think just the biggest thing is to flush the plane rides out of me anyways. That's one of the things I try to do, and it gives me a chance to get away from the phone, to get away from just the outside noise. It always surrounds a series or surrounds a game. And so when I'm working out, I just put my tunes on, and I get on the bike or I get on the treadmill, and I crank it out and do a lot of isometric exercise and, you know, come up, take a hot shower, and get to the rink and have some fun with it.
Pierre McGuire joining us. All right, speaking of getting to the rink, Pierre, are known for showing up 3.5 to 4 hours before games. I also want to know, why is that important? As an example, if I come in, and I've learned to do this, but I've always tried to come in well before the program, but if you go that hard before the program, you have to make sure you save something for the program. So why is it important to you to get to the rink that early?
I like to talk to the trainers when the players aren't around. I like to talk to the assistant coaches at breakdown tape, because that's what I used to do. I like to talk to the security guards that are in the rink that come in and just say thank you for everything they do. So I do it for both teams. I do it in every rink. I just like to be – Jim, I guess I'm a rink rat. I guess that's the best way to describe it. I've always been that way, even when I was playing or when I was coaching. You know, when I was coaching in Hartford, I used to sleep in my office. So I know that's probably not the most healthy thing to do, but I used to do it just because I didn't want anything to slip. And I think that's, but I've always enjoyed being at the rink. But the biggest thing, I just enjoy the people around the game and being at the rink with them. And I don't feel like I burn out. I just feel like I get more and more information. And one of the men that I worked with early in my career, the great Badger Bob Johnson, he said, try to learn something new every day that you go to the rink and you'll have a real good career. So I took him at his word starting in 1990. And every time I go to the rink, I try to learn something new.
Pierre McGuire joining us. You know, it takes me back, Pierre. I remember back in the 90s, early 2000s. I mean, this is a great time to talk hockey. I was in Wisconsin, actually, last week, and I saw Tony Granato, one of my favorites. And college hockey is a blast, isn't it? I love college hockey. Do you spend much time with the college game?
I do. In fact, I had the privilege of Mark Johnson's Lady Badgers team before they went to the NCAA tournament. The weekend they played Syracuse, and then the weekend that they went to Connecticut and won the Frozen Four. So that was in Wisconsin, and I actually visited with Tony and some of his people, his staff, Jim Schneider, their strength and conditioning coach, the week I was out there. My son was drafted by the Madison Capitals in the USHL, so he was actually out there playing, so I had a chance to sneak in and watch some of his games. So it's kind of neat. But yeah, no, I do a lot of college hockey. I watch a lot of Harvard. I watch a lot of BU. I watch a lot of BC. I coached at St. Lawrence for a long time and had some success there. So I'm a big college hockey fan. I watch a ton of it.
No one loves the sport more. Pierre McGuire, an NBC hockey analyst, a scout and assistant with the Penguins and part of that organization's back-to-back Stanley Cups, a Sports Emmy Award winner, and remember, recently named as a member of the Hockey Hall of Fame Selection Committee, and that was last year. Pierre, thanks for making time for this show like you always do, and it's great to talk some hockey with you.
It is awesome to be in the jungle with you, Jim. Thanks so much for having me. You have no idea how much your support means for hockey. We all appreciate it so much, Jim. Thanks.
Pierre, I appreciate you saying that. You always say that. It makes me feel good. You don't need to, though. I love the game. I love the sport. Nobody loves that game, and nobody loves that sport like Pierre McGuire.